The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday in Advent is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter, beginning with verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to believe in the miraculous birth of Jesus, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. The word spoken by the angel, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words I would like to share with you today on this fourth Sunday in Advent, and as we're about to celebrate tonight and tomorrow the birth of Christ, is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter. Special attention to the following verses. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the newborn King of Israel, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. What a wonderful message and proclamation on this fourth Sunday in Advent. As we prepare ourselves tonight to celebrate the miraculous birth of Jesus, the Christ child of Bethlehem, lying in a manger, surrounded by hay and animals. Yes, you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. The words we find in our text for today, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." There's no question about the fact that the miraculous birth of Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, as we confessed again in the words of the Apostles' Creed,
is perhaps not only the greatest story ever told, but at the same time also a mystery to all of us. And why? Because when Mary got pregnant, she didn't quite understand it. And she said to the angel of the Lord, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For nothing is impossible for God." Even Joseph was troubled with her pregnancy, and he didn't know how to cope with it. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't understand it. As a matter of fact, Joseph was so concerned about it that he did not want to put Mary to shame. Being a just man, Joseph was so concerned that he didn't want to expose her to public disgrace, but instead had chosen to divorce her quietly. In other words, Joseph was ready to sign all the necessary legal documents and not have her judged and stoned to death for her infidelity and unfaithfulness as a violation of her marriage vows, according to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 23 in the Old Testament. Listen to what it says. "If a man happens to meet a virgin in a town, pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death." As a matter of fact, in those days, engagement was legally binding according to Jewish law, even though Joseph and Mary weren't living together as husband and wife. And yet it could only be terminated by the divorce in order to avoid Mary being judged and stoned to death. But before Joseph could divorce her quietly, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Not only that, but that she will bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So when Joseph woke up from his sleep, he no longer questioned it or wanted to divorce her quietly, but did exactly what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. We read again in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 24, "When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus." Yes, even though Joseph was very troubled and didn't quite understand it, the miraculous birth of Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he still accepted it. He accepted it by faith and trust. And he also believed that nothing is impossible with God. And so Joseph took Mary home as his wife until the child was born in Bethlehem, not surrounded by pomp and circumstance and wealth, but surrounded the animals and the hay in a lowly manger because there was no room for them in the motel or in the inn. As a matter of fact, we read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And even though Jesus was born in a lowly manger, surrounded by the hay and the animals, today Jesus is surrounded by the whole world. Just think about it. The whole world with lights and trees and decorations everywhere and presents and cards everywhere in the world. Reminding us today that when it's all said and done, it's still His birthday, not ours, that we celebrate tonight and tomorrow morning. As we read the Christmas story of the birth of Jesus from the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Luke and sing the joyous Christmas carols. As a matter of fact, Christmas is the only event that's celebrated all over the world with trees and lights, decorations, reminding us that it's not about happy holidays. It's not about season's greetings. It's really about holy days, isn't it? And Christmas greetings. Exactly what we sang about in the opening hymn. Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit, as we also believe that she will bear a son, and you shall call His name Jesus. And even though you and I don't understand it either, how it is possible to conceive a child as a virgin, we also accept it. We also believe in it by faith, because for God, nothing is ever impossible. If God was able to create the heavens and the earth that we know today out of nothing, He is able to have His one and only Son be conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. And that's what we believe as Christians. Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Yes, may our prayer today be the words of closing hymn. Every year the Christ child comes to us on earth to proclaim redemption through His holy birth. That's what we're going to celebrate tonight as we come to the manger, just like the shepherds did many years ago, just like the wise men did as they came to the house months later and worship and adore Him who is Christ the Lord, Jesus Christ the Lord. God bless you and your family today on this Christmas Eve and tomorrow on Christmas Day, as you thank God the Father for Jesus, the Christ child of Bethlehem, the Son of Mary, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Savior, our Messiah, in His name for His sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us, especially tonight, as we come together and worship Him who is Christ the Lord, in His name, for His sake. Amen.